Welcome to Mortgage Powered Wealth, the podcast with Melanie McClister of Cooley Financial.
Welcome back, listeners and viewers. Charlie McDermott, co-host, producer of the show, back here with Melanie. Melanie, how you doing?
I am doing fabulously. Thanks for asking. You sound awfully peppy this morning.
Oh, always peppy when I see you. And especially after what we covered last episode, you talked about this new mortgage program. And I know it's been going very, very well. Mm-hmm. In fact, you've had folk call from the last podcast saying, Melanie, can you help me? Can you help me? And of course, you have. You're in the process of. So we covered a lot last episode. I'm sure there's some questions that have come up since then. How about if we dive a little more? Because this is a program that isn't going to last a whole lot of long. I mean, there's a limit here, right?
There is. And that's why I thought it would be a great opportunity to do a part two to the original podcast we did recently that launched on July 3rd. The Down Payment Assistance Program is sponsored by the state of Florida. There was $100 million available for first-time home buyers who work for Florida-based companies who work 35 hours a week. There was $100 million as of July 3rd. Now, I received an email just a couple of days ago that said they've already blown through $40 million of the $100 million. So they wanted us to know as originators to get our clients to get qualified right away because they expect the money to run out in the next 30 to 60 days. And that's why, you know, I could have talked about a multitude of things today, but because this is so time sensitive, I felt like it was important to, again, just continue to get the message out. After the last episode, I did get a few people who called because they did hear the podcast. And they went to the website and they read more about it and called me. And I was able to get some first-time home buyers pre-approved. And they actually will be going out very shortly and looking for homes here. So it is getting the phone ringing. It is starting a conversation. And of course, you know, this is a great platform to get that message out, which is why I'm here today.
Yeah. Wow. That's terrific and amazing how, the momentum of that program has picked up and dollars are going. So, all right. And I know last time, and it sounds like nothing has changed since, but the possibility that there'll be a replenishment of those funds at some point, any news there?
We haven't heard anything yet. But I would like to say there are, first-time homebuyers, they have a few misnomers I would like to just debunk some myths that are out there for first-time home buyers because I get the same sort of questions over and over again. And a lot of people who call me or first-time home buyers who are referred by real estate agents or just people, they call and they're very trepidatious. They're like, look, you know, I'm interested in buying a home, but I don't think I'm going to qualify because I have credit card debt. And the way that their voices sound is you can just tell they're feeling very beaten down because they have this credit card debt weighing on them and they really feel like almost embarrassed about it. And then, you know, I let them know you can have credit card debt. I mean, that is actually quite normal these days for people to have some amount of credit card debt. And then when you ask them about, you know, well, how much do you have? And then they're like, well, $3,000, but I'll pay it off. I promise. So I love it when they say this because I can put their mind at ease right away. I have credit card debt. If it happens to be $3,000, like in the case of the client I was recently speaking to, in order to qualify for the mortgage, we only use the minimum payment that reflects on the credit bureau. So for a $3,000 payment, I mean, what is the monthly payment? $30? It's not going to be a huge monthly payment. So whatever it says on your credit bureau, that's the minimum payment that we use to qualify you. So the first thing that I tell the clients is, you know what? How about this? How about you not take that $3,000 and pay off your credit card until after we run your numbers and see where that $3,000 is best deployed towards your approval. So, you know, do we deploy it on paying off your $3,000 in order to get your debt servicing down? Do we deploy it towards your closing costs? Do we deploy it for your down payment to get your debt servicing down? Keep that money in your bank account until after we create a plan and a strategy for you. So you can actually have credit card debt. That's my first tip. You can have credit card debt. The other big thing that keeps coming up, and it's killing me to see this, these car payments are insane. $800 to $1,000 car payments. That is, I mean, it's almost a mortgage payment. With a 7% interest rate, these car payments are really eating up the borrower's capacity to borrow. And when that happens, you know, $1,000 home that you were looking at that actually may have been achievable because of that car payment may not be achievable anymore. So what I would say, especially to first-time home buyers, before you go out and buy a car, and I know it's really sexy to have a new car. Like, let's face it, we all have YOLO these days. Or what is it called? YOLO. It is YOLO, right? FOMO, fear of missing out. There's fear of missing out. We only live once. You can tell I'm not into the acronyms. I'm not into millennial slang and words, but I know mortgages. That's what I know. So a lot of people are going out there and they're seizing the day and they're, you know, they think they can't buy a house. So what do they do instead? They buy a brand new sexy car because that really makes them feel like grownups. Mm. Well, I hope you want to live in your car for a very long time, which is a depreciating asset, by the way, because that car payment could inadvertently affect your ability to get a mortgage. So what I would suggest to someone that's in their early 20s, give someone a call who, you know, call a mortgage professional. Whether it's myself or someone else that you trust, I'm always here, but you know I may not be in your area. Give a trusted mortgage professional a call, run some numbers with them. Look at where you are today and where you want to be in 6 months and let them know you're thinking about buying a car. How would that affect your ability to borrow? I have a client right now, we're pre-qualifying and she needs a new car. So she's in the middle of negotiating a car payment and we set a budget for her. And I'll be following up with her on Monday to see how she did on her homework assignment. But she wants a car and she wants a house. So because she contacted me before she went out and bought the new car, we were able to, you know, make sure that she'll still qualify after buying that car. And clearly the car is important. She needs it to get to work. I mean, if she doesn't have the job, she can't go to work. If she doesn't go to work, she can't get the mortgage. So it's, you know, the one kind of leads to the other. But I will tell you, please be very careful about your car payments. I know it's not always as sexy to buy a used car, but if you get a used car with a good warranty, with maybe a lower payment, like $200 or $300, it's going to get you so much further financially in the long run. And I feel like they don't teach financial planning or financial literacy in general in schools. And so our young people are growing up having not a lot of guidance in many cases on, you know, how to become an adult, right? And how to fit in the world. And so they're living with their parents longer and longer and longer. And I really believe that financial literacy is the path to creating more generational wealth. You can't just sit around, you know, hurry up and die for your parents so you can inherit something. I mean, that's not a strategy, right? Yeah. So you really have to have your own independent plan. And I'm sorry if I sound like I'm preaching a little bit, but I am a little bit of a mama bear. I love my clients and I really want to see them succeed. So if I can pass along any knowledge or motivate anyone to help themselves in any way, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Good stuff. Great advice. And so other myths, things that we didn't cover last go around.
I mean, you don't need 20% to buy a home. You know, 3% is the rule of thumb if you're a first-time home buyer and you qualify. And right now, you can actually potentially buy a home with 0% down. The other thing that's really important is you actually don't need to be a first-time home buyer to be a first-time home buyer. So, and what I mean by that, it's kind of one of those things people don't realize. If you've owned a home before, and let's say you were divorced or something happened and you had to sell your home and now you're renting, and 3 years has gone by, you can actually qualify to buy a new home again under the first-time home buyer plan. Wow. So the reason that's important is because if you do buy as a first-time home buyer, you get a bit of a discount on your mortgage insurance premium, sometimes on the rate, sometimes on the fees. And so it's a great plan to help people get into the market, and why not take advantage of it? So if you haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, that's something that you should let your mortgage advisor know, so that they know to put you in the right plan. And hopefully they ask you that question, right? They're not making assumptions. Go ahead.
Well, you know, before we end, I just want you to review what really amazed me last time about the down payment assistance and how you don't have to pay that back until you sell the home. I mean,
yes.
I was
That's
blown
right.
away. So remember that, but go ahead.
So there are four triggers under the program. The first trigger is obviously if you sell the home, that's the first trigger. The second trigger is if you refinance the home. The third trigger is if you transfer the title to someone else. And then the fourth trigger is if, you sell, refinance, rent it out. That's right. That's the fourth one. Yeah. So if you turn into a rental because you decide you want to buy something else, and that would be great, right? You could buy another property. So that would be a good problem to have. It is a repayable loan, but it's at 0% interest, and you don't have to make payments on it. So it's essentially a second mortgage, 0% interest, zero interest rate. So it's not often that the government offers you free money, or not free, but interest-free money. So take advantage of it while you can, if you can. And if you're even thinking about, if you're tossing the idea around of buying a home and you have a full-time job and you're working 35 hours a week for a Florida-based company and your credit is, good. And you have consistent income and you feel this urge to maybe at least think about getting in the market, just do the experiment of calling a mortgage professional, running the numbers and seeing where you're at today. And if you don't qualify, at least you know, right? There's no obligation to just sit down and have that discussion.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much to go over. I could talk for hours literally about all the different things, but I don't want to overwhelm anyone. I just wanted to disseminate the information and get people thinking about it.
And again, for listeners, Melanie did get into the details in the previous episode. You can certainly go back to that episode, or you could just take the sure path, get in touch with Melanie and learn more, have a conversation. So Melanie, what's the best way for them, for your listeners and viewers to reach out?
Sure. I have a website, www.hulifinancial.com. I have a landing page there. You can read all about the program. I also have the previous podcast that I did. You can give me a call at 239-539-8077. Or you can email me, melanie@hulifinancial.com. It's spelled H-U-L-I. And if you want to remember it, it stands for help, understand, listen, and integrate. So that's an easy way to remember.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, you're phenomenal. Thanks again for sharing this really important program. And I can't wait to talk in the next episode to find out what the latest is on that program and what else you have up your sleeve there, Melanie.
I do have a couple other exciting things I'd love to talk about. I'll give you a sneak. So we're kind of in a market right now in Florida where actually it's across the country. If you think about it, because rates were so low for so long, sellers don't want to sell their homes. Buyers don't want to pay the prices that the sellers are, asking. So we're at this standstill right now. And we need to get the market moving. So there are some products that are available that I think will shake the market up a little bit and allow people to be able to move more freely and still keep their homes and, possibly move without actually having to have their home sold. So that's an episode I wanted to do today, but because the money is running out so fast for the down payment assistance program, I felt this is a little more time sensitive. So until the money runs out, I really just want to keep hammering this home with everyone. And one other thing that we didn't cover that I think is also interesting, going back to the car payments, there are programs, if you only have like 6 months or 7 months left on your car payments and it'll be paid off in that time, we can sometimes remove that car payment altogether from your debt servicing. So if you know, that's something that you should be aware of, because if you do have a larger car payment right now, but it's going to be coming to an end in the next 6 months, it may not affect your financing at all. And again, it's just car payments. They're a thorn in my side, can you tell? I don't want people living in their cars anymore. I want them living in beautiful homes. Yes, thank you so much for having me today, Charlie. It's always fun seeing you. And if I can be of any other assistance, you know where to find me.
Well, terrific. All right, Melanie, until next episode, have a great one.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye, Charlie.
Thanks for listening to Mortgage Powered Wealth. To learn more about Hooley Financial, go to hooleyfinancial.com or call 800-355-1733.